The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. And after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good evening, brothers and sisters. And welcome back, everybody. And welcome to All Saints Day. All Saints Day, easily one of the most joyful feast days of the entire year. You've heard of the canonized saints. You've heard of St. Patrick. You've heard of St. Nicholas. You've heard of St. Francis of Assisi. Here's hoping you've heard of some of the more recently canonized saints as well, like Francisco and Jacinta, the two little children of Fatima, and John Henry Cardinal Newman. All kinds of saints have been canonized, but on All Saints Day, we confess that the full number of saints is known to God alone, and today we celebrate them all of our brothers and sisters who have gone before us, fought the good fight, finished the race, kept the faith, and washed their garments clean in the blood of the Lamb. That's All Saints Day. It's only one trouble with All Saints Day, ladies and gentlemen, only one trouble. And that is that lots of people don't know what a saint is and don't know why it matters that we have them. Okay, so let's try to clarify a couple of those points, shall we? Okay. Niccolo Machiavelli, who I rarely quote from the pulpit, he once said that the saints, they're like the stars in the sky at night. They're beautiful, granted, they're beautiful, but they're so far away from us, they're so distant. They don't cast any real light on our lives or share any real warmth. They make no practical difference. That's Machiavelli speaking about the saints. Here's the trouble. There's plenty of people who basically have that same point of view. Same point of view. They diss the saints and they dismiss the saints. And they'll say, yeah, the saints, you know, yeah, they're great, but you know, they're cut from a different cloth than you and me. Yeah, they're a separate category of Christian heroes, set apart, put up on a pedestal, carved into marble, and bathed in the glow of candlelight. People dismiss the saints, and they diss the saints. And my message to you here on All Saints Day is, don't you do that. Don't you do that. We need them. You know what a saint is? It's really very simple. Very simple. A saint is a soul in heaven. That's all it is. You know what that means? That means that all of us, need to become saints. Need to become saints. It's the only ones that get into heaven. It's where you want to go, yes? Yes or yes? Yes. We all need to become saints. Because, you know, one day, maybe even one day very soon, you're going to close your eyes on this world forever. And you're going to open your eyes onto eternity forever. And when you do, it won't matter whether in this life you are rich or poor, sick or healthy, famous, infamous, or incognito. The only thing that's going to matter on that day is that you're in that number when the saints go marching in. So what we need to do is understand why the saints are important to us, okay? To help us be in that number. I can give you three reasons why we canonize saints. You can probably come up with more reasons. This isn't an exhaustive list, right? And in no particular order, but here you go. Three reasons why we canonize saints and why it matters. Here's the first reason. The saints remind us how good God is. God, who's so mysterious and we can't see him, the saints tell us by their lives how good God is. Here's the way St. Thomas Aquinas once put it. He said, think of the goodness of God as being like a ray of pure white light. It's the goodness of God. Now what happens when you pass that ray of light through a prism? What happens? Well, it's broken up into all the colors of the rainbow, isn't it? What Thomas Aquinas said was that that pure white light is like God's goodness, and that all the colors, that's like the goodness of the saints. Each one absolutely unique, spectacularly beautiful, and all of them nothing more than an expression of their source, the goodness of God himself. Did you know that one of the arguments for the existence of God is the existence of the saints? The premise being that their goodness had to come from some cause. What made them so greatly good? Take a look at the lives of the saints. Learn about their lives. Study their lives, and you will be inspired. For example, you've heard about Mother Teresa of Calcutta. Everybody knows about her, right? Everybody knows about her. This woman woke up every morning at 4 a.m., spent 2 hours in prayer before going out onto the streets, the poorest streets of the poorest cities in the world, and caring for people who, in the esteem of everyone else in this world, were no more valuable than the trash in the street. There's a story one day, Mother Teresa, she picked up a man out of the gutter, brought him back to her home for dying destitutes, nursed his wounds, cleansed his sores, gave him something to drink. Nobody had ever in this man's life shown him such goodness and such kindness as Mother Teresa did that day. And as he lay there dying, he looked up into her eyes and he asked, "Is God like you?" And she said, "Oh no, no. But I try to be like him." I ask you, where do you find goodness like that? What causes it? Do you know that Mother Teresa, for the first several years of her ministry, she used to be stoned by people in the streets as she tried to rescue people from the gutter? They thought that she was interfering with their karma. And yet she continued to do this. Nobody knew who she was. No Nobel Prize, no fame, no renown, no press. Day in, day out, month in, month out. I ask you, where does such goodness come from? It shows us how good God is. I can tell you 100 stories. Tell you one more. The story of one of my favorite saints, Saint Maximilian Kolbe, who died in 1941 in the infamous Nazi concentration camp of Auschwitz. And as the story goes, one day, someone escaped from Auschwitz prison. No one knows who and no one knows how. And you know what the Nazis did? They weren't known for their niceness, that group. You know what they did? They took all the prisoners of the camp, lined them all up, started counting off by tens. And every 10th person would be arbitrarily sentenced to die. And not just to die, but to die in the starvation bunker. I've been to the starvation bunker in Auschwitz. They throw you in a room with no light whatsoever, slam the door, and leave you there to starve to death. Well, they were counting off the prisoners. 7, 8, 9, 10. And they pointed to a man and they called him 10. And he fell to his knees, cried out aloud. He said, "I have to survive. I have a wife, I have a family, I promised them I would live, I have to survive. And upon hearing this, Father Maximilian Kolbe, he steps forward and he says, I will die in his place. I will go to the starvation bunker if you let this man live. He didn't even know who the man was. Didn't even know his name. Nazi cards were nonplussed. They said, who do you think you are? And Maximilian Kolbe said, I am a Catholic priest, and I died the day I was ordained. I ask you, where does such goodness come from? Learn the lives of the saints. They will show you, each one of them, some unique way of how greatly good our God is. That's the first reason why we canonize saints. Here's the second. The saints remind us who we are supposed to be. Because, you know, like I said, people think that the saints weren't cut from the same cloth as the rest of us. And they dismiss them. And you forget that nobody was ever born a saint. They rather chose to become saints. And no matter who you are or what you're struggling with, I guarantee you there is a saint in heaven who had your same temptations, weaknesses, struggles, and difficulties. And the difference between them and us is that they said yes to God with 100% of their heart, 100% of the time. The saints show us just how much goodness is present and potential in every single human person. That's why we canonize saints, to remind us how good we can become and what God made us to be. Here's the third reason why we canonize saints. They remind us as we make our way through this life that we are not alone, ladies and gentlemen. All these brothers and sisters who have gone before us in faith, they're not imaginary friends. These are real people, and they're closer to you than your own family. They're closer to you than your best friends. They're closer to any of us than anyone else on this earth is, and they want us to know it. You're not alone. You know, every time we offer somebody the sacrament of confirmation, that person takes the name of a saint, right? If you were confirmed, you took the name of a saint. And if you haven't been confirmed yet, you got to sign up for RCIA and we're going to get you confirmed because it's the right thing to do. But can I share with something with you here this evening that's nothing more than my own personal opinion? It's not church teaching. Take it or leave it, but I believe it. You didn't choose your saint's name when you got confirmed. You did not choose your saint's name. Your saint chose you, to show you that they've always been your friend, that they've been with you from the beginning. You thought you chose your saint's name. It was actually your saint whispering in the ear of your conscience, pick me, pick me. Think it's by accident that you're here at St. Teresa Church? It's not. I think the fact that you're here at St. Teresa Church is evidence that St. Teresa is on your side and wants you to call out to her and ask for her help. The saints are enjoying God's presence in heaven right now, and they can't wait for us to come and join them. They remind us that we're not alone. In my own personal estimation, the reason why I'm a Catholic is because of the example of the saints. You want to know what we really believe as Catholics? Look at the saints. They are the gospel with skin and bones. They show you what we really believe. And by the way, do not ever let your faith in Jesus Christ be shaken by the bad example of Catholics, whether they're clergy or lay. Don't let it happen. You want to know what we really believe? Take a look at the lives of those who actually lived what we really believe. Because a medicine deserves to be judged by those who take it, not by those who don't. I think every religion in the world deserves to be judged by its best members, not by its worst. Put forth the people who really believe and profess what that religion believes and profess, and judge the religion by their standard. Let the Buddhists put forth the very best Buddhists, and the Muslims, the very best Muslims, and the Hindus and the Jews, everyone. Let them put forth their very best and judge the faith by that standard. In my own personal estimation, I've never seen anything anywhere as beautiful as the lives of the saints. It's the reason why I'm a Catholic. Down through history, there have been many, many great people. Great scientists, great statesmen, great captains of industry. Down through history, there have been many spectacularly talented people. Writers and artists and soul-stirring musicians. But there's only one group that's great. And the only thing that really matters, they're greatly good at the level of their souls. That's the saints. And brothers and sisters, you are called to be among them. That's why you're here. That's why God made you. Don't say I'm too young. There are saints in heaven, they were nothing but little kids when they died. And don't you dare say I'm too old. You can teach old dogs new tricks. There's plenty of saints in heaven who didn't even get their start until they were very advanced in years. Do you believe that God is powerful enough to make a saint out of you? Please say yes. Please say yes. The only thing you need to do is to make of your life a blank check and give it over to God and say yes to Him with an undivided heart. All Saints' Day is a dare. It's a dare to set aside the misvalues of this age and of this world and to become who you were born to be. And so, brothers and sisters, let's do so. Let's draw inspiration from the lives of so many who have gone before us, and let's be assured of their prayers as we ask them to pray for us. Holy men and women of every time and place, pray for us. Amen.